This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is Kwanzaa time, Kwanzaa 2024. And as always, every Kwanzaa, we're happy to be joined by the creator of Kwanzaa, Dr. Maulana Karenga. He is also professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University, Cal State Long Beach, chair of the organization US National, and the chair of the National Association of Kawaida Organizations. He's executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies. He's the co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance and is the author of numerous scholarly works and books and articles, including Kawaida, Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, The Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Husia, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction of Black Studies, 4th edition, and Odu Ifa, The Ethical Teachings. He is the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. He's working on a major work on Elhaj Malik El-Shabazz Malcolm X titled The Liberation Ethics of Haj Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. But he is here today in his capacity as the creator of the Pan-African cultural holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguzo Saba, The Seven Principles. And of course, he is the author of the authoritative text on Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. And so we're always honored to say, anybody can talk to anybody about Kwanzaa, but we get to talk to the creator. And as you all know, Kwanzaa and I are practically birthday twins. I was born December 21st, 1966. Mm. Kwanzaa was born December 26th, 1966. And so yeah, we always lift up and honor and are thankful for this holiday. And so with that, Dr. Karenga, welcome back. To make it plain, Habari Gani.
Umoja, Habari Gani.
Yes, sir. First, I know we want to talk about, as you all know, Dr. Karenga has a theme that defines us every year. And we want to talk about that. What is the theme for Kwanzaa 2024?
So, thank you so much. The theme this year is celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding times, lifting up the light that lasts. And I want to say, Masamela, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm always glad to come and share with you and your audience beautiful thoughts about Kwanzaa and how we move forward as a people and a world community. And so, as always, this year, we wish for Africans everywhere, throughout the world African community, head is our Kwanzaa, which means happy Kwanzaa. And we bring and send greetings of celebration, solidarity, and continued struggle for an inclusive and shared good in the world, in the tradition of harvesting and sharing the good of the harvest with everyone. Moreover, we constantly and especially wish for our people and for all other oppressed and struggling people of the world the shared and indivisible goods of freedom and justice and peace, deservedly achieved, enjoyed, and passed on to future generations. And in the tradition of our ancestors, we wish all the world, all the good that heaven grant, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their death. Now the theme says, celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding time, lifting up the light that lasts. For we are living and celebrating Kwanzaa this year in difficult, dangerous, and demanding times. And there's a pervasive sense of anxiety, apprehension, and uncertainty about the future, about how we continue to go forward, how we meet the coming storm and overcome and disperse the darkness that threatens to envelop us. But our very history, Black people, and our humanity tell us we must defy the darkness and seek to the spirit that seeks to dispirit and diminish us. And we must do it with a radical refusal to be defeated in any way. Following in the footsteps of our ancestors, we must, in the midst of the deepest darkness hanging over us, lift up the light that lasts. As Nana W.B. Du Bois relates in the sacred narrative of our people during the Holocaust of enslavement, we must, quote, sing to sunshine, unquote. Sing sunshine, call for the day and herald the dawn of freedom, justice, and other human good through our continued and expanded work, sacrifice, service, and righteous and relentless struggle. During Kwanzaa, we practice the ritual of candle lighting called lifting up the light that lasts, based not only in our history of our people in practice, but also from the sacred teachings of our ancestors. In the sacred teachings of the Hosea, the sacred texts of ancient Egypt, we are told that we are morally compelled to drive away darkness so that light can be lifted up. Indeed, we're told that we have a light within us and that we must come forth each day, lift up this light that lasts, and share it with our people and the world. The ancestors speak of this light as our having been gifted with, quote, that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown, unquote. And that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown are our moral and spiritual values, values that are dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving. We speak of values such as truth and justice, committed caring, sensitivity to others, a right relationship with the natural environment, loving kindness, shared good, and measuring our morality by how we treat the most vulnerable among us, and then constantly daring to strive and struggle to bring good into the world and not let any good be lost, as the Oduifa, another ancestral sacred text, teaches us. In the practice of Kwanzaa, the candle lighting ceremony is a lighting of the lasting light of the Nguzo Saba, the lasting light of the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles. For they are moral principles vital to light, to love and struggle, and vital to bringing and increasing and sustaining good in the world. To lift up the light that lasts is not only to wish for the good that they bring when they are practiced, but also to commit and recommit ourselves to practice these principles in the small and larger circles of our lives, in our work, and in our struggle. So we come and stand before the kinara, the candle holder, with the candles we light. Let us come accepting the obligation to bear the burden and glory of our history and to honor the legacy of our ancestors by committing ourselves to making it a lived and living legacy by the way we live our lives, do our work, and wage our struggle for good in the world.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then goes on stop at the seven principles are the hub and hinge on which the holiday turns. They teach us the good that is created and shared by the principles and practice of one. Umoja, unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economic. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. And Imani, faith. It is these and other social, ethical, and spiritual principles which aid us in bringing forth the best of what it means to be African and human in the world. And it is these which we call, in the words of the ancestors, that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown. And so when we light the candles in the honor of these enduring principles, these eternal principles, we're engaging in the ancient practice of lifting up the light that lasts. It is in this spirit of lifting up the light that lasts that people will again, this Kwanzaa, all over the world, on every continent in the world, throughout the world African community, light these candles to honor and uphold these enduring principles. The first principle of this is umoja, unity. So let us first light the candle and lift up the lasting principle of unity, which calls on us to, quote, strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race, unquote. It is a principle and practice which cultivates in us the will and way to think relationally, to think about each other, to realize we are in existence to each other, that we need each other. And it cultivates this will to strive and struggle constantly for an increase and shared good in the world, in the model of our harvesting. And Swahili is based on ancient harvest celebrations, so it becomes a model and mirror for how we understand and assert ourselves in the world, cooperative creation and sharing of good. We speak here in umoja of building a satisfying and sustained sense and sanctuary of togetherness in love, life, and struggle in our communities, in the nation, in the world, and of relating rightfully with others, the natural world, and all in it. This calls for principled and purposeful and practiced togetherness in freedom, justice, peace, and shared good in all our diversity, in our families, in our community, and in the world. This principle of umoja stresses solidarity and sensitivity to each other, to other humans and the world, and all in it. Indeed, as it is well expressed in the teachings of Nana, Dr. Anna Julia Cooper. And when I say Nana, I mean the honored one. It's an honorific icon term for those who are highly respected and honored. And so in the teachings of Nana, Dr. Anna Julia Cooper, she says we take our stand on a solidarity of humanity, the oneness of life, and the unnaturalness and injustice of all favoritism, whether of sex, race, condition, or country. So the Nguzo Saba began with the principle and practice of umoja, unity, because without umoja, without unity, this essential principle, nothing else is possible. Without unity, there's no family, no community, no people, no friendship, no brotherhood, no sisterhood. In a word, no solidarity in life, love, work, and struggle. Umoja speaks to the ancient African ethical understanding that we come into being and fluid in relationship, and that being of and with each other logically and morally leads to being for each other in real and mutually rewarding way. Indeed, the principle and practice of unity cultivates in us a sense of oneness with an urgent responsibility to each other, our people, humanity, and the world. It is this sense of the unity and interrelatedness of life and of being that obligates and urges us to respect and promote the sacred and the transcendent, the rights and dignity of each person, the well-being and flourishing of family and community, the value and integrity of the environment, and the reciprocal solidarity and cooperation of humanity for common good. Umoja, unity, encourages a profound sense, I repeat, of relatedness, togetherness, and oneness in the small and larger circles of our lives. It fosters a spirit of togetherness and moral sensitivity, which encourages us to avoid injuring each other and the world, and to eagerly work and struggle for common good. Indeed, the principle of unity reminds us of the ancient ethical teaching of Odu Ifa, sacred text of our Yoruba ancestors, that says the greatest good comes from our gathering together in harmony, whether in family, friendship, community, society, or the world. And this, too, the principle of unity teaches us. We live, as Nana Dr. Martin Luther King taught, we live in a web and world of interdependence, and that freedom, dignity, well-being, and other good should and must be shared for everyone. If there is to be any peace, any justice, and any security for anyone in the world. And Umoja reminds us of the wisdom of the ancestors, again, of the Yoruba, in the Odu Ifa, which says, quote, all good comes from the gathering together in harmony. I repeat, all good comes from gathering together in harmony. This teaches us the key lesson that all real and lasting good, I mean the greater good, we do must be done in peaceful and principled togetherness as a family and community, as friends and partners, in building the good world we all want and deserve to live in. The teaching says we must not walk alone, but rather gather like trees to form a forest, maintain our distinctiveness as persons, but standing strong in mutually beneficial relationship of harmonious togetherness. It is also this principle, Moja, which calls on us to stand in solidarity with the suffering, oppressed, and struggling peoples of the world in their rightful resistance to oppression and their just quest for the shared goods of humanity in the world. And it is this principle and its cultivation of our sense of oneness in and with the natural world that makes us ever conscious of our obligation to care for the environment as sacred space, treasure life in all its forms, and in thankful practice, preserve and promote the health, well-being, and flourishing of the world in all its holiness and wholeness. Finally, grounded in the seven principles and the practices which it commits us to, we can build a new future, weather the worst of winters, disperse and drive away darkness, and lift up the light that lasts of shared and inclusive good in the world. Indeed, if we read and believe the sacred narratives, the written or and living practice texts of our honored ancestors, Nana's Howard Thurman, Gwen Brooks, and Nani Bearers, as well as all our people as a whole, we are assured that there is no winter we cannot weather, no storm we cannot ride out and remain intact, no whirlwind we cannot conduct our blooming in, and no impossible situation that will enfeeble or falsify our claim that we as a people specialize in the wholly impossible. Here is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Kwanzaa indeed, folks. Again, the principle for today, this first day of Kwanzaa, December 26th, is Umoja, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. We light the black candle in the very center on our Kinara today, this evening, as we celebrate Kwanzaa. He'll be back with us tomorrow and all this week as we celebrate the seven principles and the 7 days of Kwanzaa. He is the creator of Kwanzaa, Dr. Maulana Karinga. You all stay tuned right here. He'll join us again tomorrow. And again, Habari Gani, happy Kwanzaa.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.